podcast.
Hey,
what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the_great_CORE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both.
That's right.
At the Midnight Paco podcast on Instagram.
Please hit the like,
subscribe.
Notifications if you would, please.
It's going to be right here.
So you know when all of the new episodes are coming out. Right fast and in a hurry.
Good show.
Oh, and this is brought to you by Midnight Paco, presents comedy show Water.
You know what I'm talking about? You feel me?
You feel me?
Ooh-wee.
How's it taste?
Let's see what it tastes like. Let me see. Man, my water tastes like
Oh yeah. Make sure you check that out.
Hey, if y'all are interested in some Hawaiian water, you gotta come to the show.
Okay. Come to the show.
The show is, let's see what it says. It says Midnight Paco presents comedy show.
Yes.
Featuring Patrick Madison, GW Nail, Tim Wolf, Chad Tate. You know what? Tickets are available on
Eventbrite,
or you can pay $25 at the door. $20 on Eventbrite.
Yeah, it's $20 on Eventbrite.
So. But it's $25 at the door.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think this Hawaiian water will be there.
Yeah, and if you plan on coming, get your tickets early. Why are you going to wait?
Wait for what?
Why
are
you going to spend extra money at the door?
For what?
I don't get it.
You know what? We're going to have merch there.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, for, you know what? You know, I've been seeing a lot of people around town. And just in general, rocking Midnight Paco t-shirts, and they look good in them.
Yeah, they do.
They look awesome in them. And if you want to look awesome too, you would buy one at the show. We will have the merch available at the show. We got different colors.
Different sizes.
You know, they'll be available.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be so fun.
Dude, that's a fire lineup.
Yeah.
Fire lineup.
Yeah, like, you know, Patrick Madison, awesome.
Awesome.
GW Neal,
awesome.
Tim Wolf,
awesome.
Chad Tate, awesome. And plus, you doing some time?
I mean, I'm going to be there. Yeah, I'm going to do
some time. Awesome. Justin Fuller.
I'm going to do some time. You know, a little
Justin
bit.
Fuller.
Cordell Coosey, Rest Press, awesome.
Thank you. I'm going to be there. I'm going to tell some jokes. I'm
going
to be slanging them jokes. You heard.
Speaking of jokes.
What?
We did some comedy tonight.
Yes, you did. You did some jokes.
I did some jokes. You did some jokes.
I did jokes. You did jokes. And I think it went awesome.
I mean, I think it went okay for what it ended up being. But it's different from night to night when you see how one set works one night and another. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Basically the same material. I still enjoy that. Because you know what you're going to say. And at one point you're like, okay. I mean, I think they'll get it. You know what I mean? I think they'll get it.
Of course.
They should. You know, this crowd looks like they're coolish.
It was a young, cool crowd, and they got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I said, you know, I did my Michael Jackson joke.
Yeah, yeah.
They seemed to like it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think they can relate.
I mean, everyone knows Thriller.
Yeah, but everybody acting like they love it.
Yeah, I mean, I do. So I get it. I know you don't. You don't like Thriller? You don't like Thriller?
No, because monsters are real. Okay. Why would Michael Jackson do that to children? Okay. When that came out, I was a small child, and he's changing into creatures and he's coming out the grave. No. No Quincy Jones. No Michael Jackson.
I mean, that's...
No to the guy that made American Werewolf. No. No, man. It wasn't cool. No.
What was that, Monster Squad? Remember that? Remember that movie?
I don't like monsters. Yes, I do. I love all that stuff. I love
the
monsters.
The 80s, dog. It was the 80s.
Yeah.
The 80s were a new decade, man. That was a new time.
I mean, to be honest with you.
Think about all the movies that told us the future.
Well, yeah, but to be honest with you, The Howling, as corny as it may look now, that movie had me scared to go in my basement for 2 months. Why am I hearing myself? Why am I... How? And why am I hearing myself? That's wild. Anyway. Ooh. Yeah. You don't hear it?
I do, but I think it's through the headphones that we have down there. Okay. Let me unplug them. Ooh.
I mean, you know, no, that is cool. As long as everybody out there can hear me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but The Howling. It had me scared to go in my basement. I'm going to tell you the part. He said, I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. And he was transforming at the time to a werewolf. And his head was like pulsating in different areas. I mean, that was scary to me.
The Howling? I'm trying to remember that one.
It's an older werewolf film.
Yeah, I remember the name of it.
It scared the crap out of me. You know, it's like, what the? And shout out to my mom.
Shout out to moms.
She was laughing at all that stuff. Like, ah, look how fake that was. Look, you could see this and that. She was pointing out all the mistakes in the makeup and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at her like, why are you laughing? This is terrifying to me.
He's stupid.
I'm afraid.
Now I can't sleep tonight. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, like, come on. But now, guess what I do? I pick out the things in the movies like, man, come on, man.
Yeah.
Look at the boom mic.
Right.
She's scared about being alone, but the cameraman is there with her.
So stupid.
Like, you know, I don't know. Like, when I know, you know, they be in these movies and they're being chased so by something. You'd be like, yo, just get that. That dude looks tough. Ask him to help you and protect you for the night.
Mm.
You know, maybe give him a little something, you know.
The script's already made, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, and that was one of my father's favorite lines.
Okay.
Like, hey, why did he do this and this and that? He would always be like, because it's in the script. And I'd be like, you're right.
Yeah, it's fake.
You're right.
It's fake news.
It's
kind of like...
Stop it.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you better stop.
Oh, yeah, we can't say that's...
Come on, man.
Wait, that better not ding us.
You better stop.
My bad. I didn't mean to...
You better stop, Justin Fuller.
I didn't mean to do it.
Man.
I didn't mean to do it.
We've become official YouTube people. We are no longer real people. We're YouTube people.
Yeah, right. Succumb to certain words.
And certain things.
It's amazing.
You know what?
That's crazy.
Shout out to my man that was at the mall today. I'm walking through.
Shout out to you. I wasn't there, but go ahead.
He was like, yo, my favorite YouTuber. I'm like, my man, thank you. Right on.
He did, just out of the blue, he said this?
He said it. I didn't say it. I said, thank you. Right on, my man. Hey.
He just pointed you out? That's what's up.
Yeah, he said my favorite YouTuber. I guess I'm a YouTuber.
Okay.
I mean, if he's seen me, he knows you.
But
you're a YouTuber too, so you can't say, beep, bop, bop, beep, bop. You can't say, you can't say that either, and you can't say
I mean,
we official YouTube people.
We didn't say any of those, but the crazy words that we said aren't even like.
Yeah, but you know what? Everybody has guidelines, and you know, thank goodness for guidelines and rules. You know, we're going to follow them to the best of our ability. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
Moving on.
You know what? Here goes another thing that irritates me.
Moving on. Yeah, so you had a good set tonight.
I had an okay set tonight.
How you feel about your set?
I thought it went, like I said, the reaction wasn't the same, but the flow of it, I thought was good. You know what I'm saying? Makes sense. The flow of it was good. They laughed, but it wasn't the same as the other night. And it's just like, yeah, you get those laughs, and it was good all around compared to what we saw and how people are, you know what I mean? Unprofessional and this and that and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you know what? I'm glad you said that. Boy. Hey, guys. Wow. People.
Wow.
You have to follow the time slot that's allotted. Because to me, if you go over your time, you saying F the person that's going behind you, that's ready to go up. F everybody that has to come behind you, because you's like, you know what? I'm going to finish my point. I'm going to get my stuff out. And if you see the lights, you should, you know, respond or adhere to it and act like you see the lights.
Mm-hmm.
And if they cut your mic.
That's dead giveaway.
If they cut your mic off, exit stage left immediately. And apologize and be humble, and hopefully they invite you back.
Yeah.
Don't be like, oh, I just got to get this one last joke out. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you do that, you're saying after people behind you, after club.
After club's rule, yeah. After people behind you, I'm going to get my stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's foul.
But either way,
you know, as far as that goes, for a night, like I said, it felt like the energy dipped at a certain point. And it was like, there were still responders, but the energy just dipped a little bit.
You know what? I understand that, and I listen to that. But certain individuals, if you're an observer, and I'm going to say...
You know, I'm lightweight observer anymore. I just let things happen.
Okay. I observe everything. And plus, you know,
I just know where the exits are. That's all I know. I know where the exits are.
I know who everybody is. I know what they're wearing. And I'm sizing up everybody in the room at all times. But anyway, as an observer, you see where the energy can go.
Mm-hmm.
Man, bring it back up. Try to.
Oh, for sure. I thought I was trying, you know. You know me, I'm always energy.
Bring it back up. Bring it back up. Like, you know, I came like the person after you.
Mm-hmm.
To me, she was like,
mm-hmm.
You know, this is no snap against her performance, but she was not an energy bringer.
Yeah, more like one of those speakeasies.
Right, like, yeah. Take it. Hell yeah. So. Now it's my turn after her.
Yeah.
I think the host did a great job tonight.
Yeah, Jeff B.
Shout out to Jeff B. He did a great job tonight.
Yeah, he did. And no, you come out with energy because your opening is always good. You know what I mean? It's an icebreaker. You know what I'm saying? It's a good one. You know what I mean? And especially when you add on,
thank you.
You know, in the back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a good icebreaker, and if you don't laugh at that, then you suck anyway. So it always gets it back up. You know what I mean? It's just.
And you know what? One of the things I noticed is like you have to. You know, all of the good comics that come out, they're a little loud, and I try to be like a little amplified on the microphone. You know what I mean? Like instead of being like monotone. Shout out to Shaq. But I'm just saying, like,
shout out to Shaq. He didn't. He left me in scent still, but whatever.
What did I say?
I said he left me in scent still, but whatever.
Oh, Shaq?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Whatever.
You know what, Justin? Don't take it personal. I'm busy. I'm doing ESPN.
I get it.
You know, I buy cars and I don't remember, so, you know.
That's pretty good. I understand now.
Yeah, so don't take it personal. So,
okay. All right.
You know, I got a lot of stuff going on. I own a lot of businesses.
That's what's up.
I buy cars I don't remember, so, you know.
I got you. AB liked one of my messages. That's all I'm saying.
Who's AB? Is that some Pittsburgh
Antonio
person?
Brown.
Oh, hey, shout out to AB.
Yeah.
I know who AB is. Shout out to Antonio
Brown. I brought him right back in.
Yeah, man. Antonio Brown. Yeah, shout out to him. But you know what? Going back to tonight, you know, you have to be aware of, you know, and I'm going to tell you something. You have to be aware of where your audience is and sort of like looking and being observant and trying to bring the crowd back. It's a skill that you get from hosting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because usually if you're hosting, that's when you kind of got to let all guard down. You're not doing your set. You're here for the night just to move it along. And you can do some material, but I never, like, now if I host, I don't even do, like, 5 minutes. I'll do three. I'll pick a couple good little, you know, bits, and I'll just try and talk to the crowd more now.
And that's good. But as a host, you have to be like, if that person brought the energy down.
Oh, yeah. You know what.
As a host, you look in and you see that, you're going to be like, let me see if I can pick this room back up.
Yeah. 100%.
Let me see if I can pick this room back up. And what I did tonight was trying to, you know, utilize some of my hosting skills and saw how the night was going. And I said, let me try to pick it back up. And it seemed to work.
Yeah.
It seemed to work.
Shout out to Precious, by the way. She had a great set.
Good set. Precious, has really improved. Shout out to Precious. You did a great job.
Great job, yeah.
And for anyone that missed, you can, you know, check out our Precious episode 170.
170.
170. That's weird. Crazy. We're almost at 200.
Almost, man.
170. We're almost. 30. This is what, 173?
It's 172.
172?
Yeah.
I remember when it was one.
Right?
Episode one. I remember
with
that.
The cartoon intros?
Cartoon intros. Was no air conditioning.
No,
it was in the summertime.
Microphones sometimes weren't working.
Sometimes microphones worked, sometimes they didn't. But they were always present.
They were always there.
We were guessing. We didn't know. We was just talking. We let it go. We grow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, man, it's a process. Everything's a process, man. And like you said, sometimes you get to a point where maybe you can get, you know, when people grow, they get enough money to get a studio and all that stuff. You know, we're working from bones and
from
mud
the ground.
And
you know, like, so, no one knew who he was. And probably people still don't know who we are.
And the behind the scenes shit, the people. I mean, I've mentioned thoughts of it here and there, but what I've been, you know, dealing with and going through the past, you know, we're still trying to put the show on no matter what, wherever I may be.
Consistent. You know what? Congratulations on consistency.
Man,
that's the hardest thing.
The hardest
consistency.
Thing.
You
so
gotta
hard.
Stay. You know what? You get invites, come here, come there, and hey, let's do this, let's do that. I'm sorry, I can't do that. I have a podcast.
Yeah.
It may not mean anything to you, but it means everything to me.
Yeah.
And it means everything to everyone that watches and follows and tune in, and we thank you.
And been on, I would hope. You know, because we're giving them a voice, and it's going to be out there for the world to see forever.
Forever.
You know what I mean? This thing that we're doing, you know, having comedians, and we're going to expand out further, but, you know, we're just trying to get people to talk about their life stories a little bit, and then we shoot the shit, mostly. That's all it is.
Right.
You know, communicating and networking with other people, and you know, we can't do this alone. I mean, we can. We've done episodes all the way.
We're doing it right now.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Without you, nothing would be possible.
Our listeners are everything, because the people around us are like, yeah, they're doing their damn podcast.
And where's our listeners at? What's their country?
Oh, Singapore.
Shout out to Singapore.
Shout out all over the world, though.
But Singapore, we see you, we recognize you, and we thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you for tuning in. Send us some messages. We talk back.
They just listen.
You talk to us, we talk back.
Yeah. That's the beautiful thing about the internet. You don't know who's listening, where it's going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's out there, and that's what I'm saying. You know what?
Let me just say this. We had a guest on the show. Name's rhyme with Cobra. His name is James Dobra. I want to send a special shout out to James Dobra.
Yeah, shout out to James Dobra.
Because
my stunt double.
His stunt double. He came on the scene and
he hasn't stopped.
He hasn't stopped. He's been full speed ahead.
Yeah.
He's been doing comedy. He's been in the movies. He's living out his dreams right now.
Yeah, he is.
He's like our age, you know, and he's living out his dreams, and I wish the best for him.
Yeah, 100%, man.
You know, don't let no obstacles get in your way, mm-hmm. James.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird because some of the roles he plays, he's a villain sometimes, and he plays the villain very well.
Yeah.
But people that know him know that, or behind the scenes, this dude is the biggest jokester.
Yep.
You know, he wants to make everybody laugh and stuff.
Yeah.
But some of the roles he play, he's like the bad guy, and you want to hate this dude. But if you know him, you'll be like, he's the goofiest dude you ever met. You right. know what I mean?
Well, that's how people can get an image from you from like videos or movies or something.
Yeah,
like
they're like,
you know?
Man, he plays that villain too well. He must be really a villain.
Yeah, right.
You know, James is a you know. I mean, you know, not to be weird, but he's a sweet dude. You know, nothing funny, no Diddy, but he's a nice guy. He's really a nice
sometimes
guy.
Sometimes his description of words is bad people. Yeah, he's not. He's cool dude.
He's a cool dude, and he likes to tell jokes.
Yeah.
You know,
but
what
he's
mean?
Always in a good mood. You know what I mean? He's trying to keep something. You know, the energy up, or you know. The morale, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
you know
shout
I mean?
Out to James Dobra, man. Yeah. Keep doing your thing. We recognize that you're watching.
Keep rocking,
baby.
Yeah.
You know,
damn thing.
You know what? In a way, even though we're the same age,
mm-hmm.
I feel like he's one of our childs. He's one of our children.
No, Diddy.
He's one of our children. He's a gift that we gave.
No. Yeah. It's like through this thing called comedy.
You through know
comedy.
What I mean?
We met him and we, I guess, they grew a liking, you know what I mean? An understanding, a friendship, you know what I mean? Which is cool as hell. And so, but through all that, he's now grasping everything he's wanted to do, you know what I mean?
As dope as he is.
He's dope as he is.
It appears that he still listens.
Yes.
He's not above listening.
Yes.
As dope as he is, and people that know and love him know is exactly what I'm talking about. He is the Dobra.
He's squared away, but...
He's the Dobra.
Yeah.
Don't get it tangled and twisted.
Yeah, he's the
Dobra. He's what? Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Anakin, he turns bad. So you may not want to... Bad analogy.
No, because he plays a bad guy.
He plays a bad guy, but Anakin actually turned bad. He was putting fingers in. No. Okay.
Okay, so listen. So if Dobra's Anakin,
uh-huh.
One of us has to be Obi-Wan and somebody has to be Yoda.
I mean, look at my ears.
Okay, you're Yoda. And I'm Obi-Wan or Samuel Jackson or some shit. Okay? We fucking Jedi. Either way it goes.
I mean,
we're Jedi.
Definitely,
okay?
Definitely Jedi's.
And Dobra's the young Padawan.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. No, he's been doing a good thing. Shout out to him, man.
And so what if he turns to the dark side?
I mean,
wonder if the moon is the dark star.
Whoa, we getting biblical now. We going. Should I not say that word either?
Yeah, what the freak is wrong with you, Justin?
Is that a bad word, dude?
Yeah, what are you doing, man? What's wrong with you, man? The moon is the Death Star. Wait a minute.
Oh,
is that a bad word?
That might be. The undead star?
The unalive star.
Unalive star.
The moon is the unalive star. So just think. Because every year... The moon gets further and further away from the Earth. Every year, the moon is getting further and further away from Earth. But we need the moon.
For the tides.
for the tides and everything else to control the summer, to control everything. Mm-hmm. So we need the moon. So eventually, one day, we're going to have to invent something like the unalive star.
Yeah.
To help, just to help, to preserve the earth. I'm nerding out right now, but let me stop.
I mean,
I don't want to lose my audience, but I can.
I mean, our audience is worldwide, and they like this stuff. Tell me, as much stuff as we've been spit in this microphone, and how much nonsense I've spewed. You know, I like to go no diggy.
I keep hearing deep. Myself. This is weird. Da da da. Go ahead.
Oh my lord! I understand what you're saying, but
you can hear it.
Yes,
that's weird. I don't like it. What? What? Okay, go ahead. Here, I'm gonna use this remote to put you back to normal speed because you've been in slow motion all day. Like,
I'm just
damn,
like,
this damn thing.
You just stop the conversation. I was trying to think, what the fuck are we even talking about? The moon and the stars and this bitch. Okay, so the moon and the stars. The Milky Way.
Forget about it. I didn't say anything.
But is it real?
What's real?
Is it the unalive star?
Nobody knows.
I think people know.
I think they do too.
Some people may knew and they got unalived.
Yeah, it's the moon. And the moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are for free.
No, we claimed it.
The moon belongs to everyone.
They did this. I don't want to say planted a stick in it that verifies that we own it.
That was some cracker knack a bull.
Oh, are you saying it wasn't real?
I'm saying it wasn't real. I said it was produced in the studio, and the actual thing that took place was unheard of and unspoken of.
Yep, I agree.
So,
wow.
Back to. The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are for free. Look, I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know what's for free is me telling people when they're wrong.
You know what else is for free? This Midnight Paco Comedy Show water right here.
That's right.
This is what we're talking about. Look, the show is when?
June 28th.
Doors open at 7. The show starts at 8. Bam. Make sure you got your tech cuts.
Get your tech cuts.
Be there. Get we at the stadium, yo.
At the stadium. Seawolves Stadium. Yep.
The Seawolves is a minor league team of the
Detroit Tigers.
Detroit Tigers.
And we're not in the stadium, say. We're in the club box.
Whatever, we're in the stadium.
Of the stadium. That's where the show is going to be. So all the people up in
look,
Erie,
when
PA.
You go through the doors, you'll be in the stadium. Will you not?
Yeah, you're part of the stadium in the clubhouse. Club boxes.
That sounds like stadium to me.
Yeah, because in the summertime they open up the things and you can go in and out and watch the game from there.
So we're in the stadium.
Yeah.
What is he talking about?
I'm just like
this is a club box. It's not stadium.
I just
man.
Wanted to make sure
in
it wasn't
the club
like. Because look, we ain't Fluffy.
No, we're not gonna be on the plug. We're not gonna be on home plate.
That's what I'm saying. Fluffy was in the stadium. If we say it's in the stadium, then people think. I mean, you know. Because we got it like that.
But we in the stadium. You know what I'm talking about? You heard.
We can probably make
we
can probably make that happen.
We in the stadium.
Wow.
This guy. I don't give a. With this dude, is, we in the stadium. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
You don't want me to talk about my story today, huh? You trying to save me? Every time I keep talking about it, you cut me off or something.
I'm being Justin. Sorry.
I don't know.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I'm sorry. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to just drink out of my Hawaiian water. Go ahead.
I just had to say something about people. I'm going through a school zone. And this dude's on my butt. And I could see him. So finally, as I let up, I kept him at a certain speed, of course. Then I pulled up next to him and I rolled down my window. he rolls down his window. I say, hey, do this. I said, hey, you know, the school's on, right? Oh, you know, it's going speed limit. I said, okay, you know, it's 20 miles an hour. Oh, you're going, go speed limit. You're going like 12 miles underneath that. It's like, really? Dude, this is a school zone. What are you in a hurry for? And he's older. He was older than me. He's an older gentleman. It wasn't like he was a young kid. It wasn't like, you know, he should have known better. Stop it, people. There's no hurry. You know what I'm saying? Look, he has none on it. He didn't want to get me involved. You want to get involved with that? All people are good.
No,
this guy was in a good spot.
I can elaborate. We can go. You want to go?
Yeah.
You want to go?
Yeah.
Let's go. Everybody. No, we can go. Look, basically, okay, on the road, people slow down. Okay, you in a hurry for what? Okay, hurry. You can rush your life away, or you can take your time for the rest of your life. Okay, as a professional driver, I'd rather take my time for the rest of my life. Everybody, if you think about what makes us angry as drivers, one of the main things that make us angry as drivers is someone going slow.
Mm-hmm.
Or being in front of you going slow. I'm a driver, meaning that I drive semis. People hate being behind semis. But the real thing, you just have to take your time and slow down. Okay, so people are upset about you going slow. One of the things that people do is they do what I call the aggression pass. That's when they zoom around you. They want their, if they have dualies or loud engines, they want you to know, I have a fast car and you slowed me down. Let me zoom around you. And then they zoom around you and get in front of you. And they want you to know how upset they are by the speed that they go around you. But a lot of times, you need to cool out, just slow down, and realize that the truck in, or the vehicle in front of you is going slow for a reason. In Justin's case, it was because it was a school zone. A lot of times in school zones, there's kids crossing the streets, the school is letting out. Yep. A lot of times there's school buses out. A lot of times the school buses are out with their red lights on, with the stop signs on.
Or sometimes there's a police officer sitting around there waiting for you to go over 20 miles an hour so they can give you a speed ticket in the school zone.
And the speed camera. So just be cool. Like, you could take your time for the rest of your life, or you can rush your life away. Like, a lot of times, you know, I've been in situations, I'm stopped or I'm going slow with my flashers on. Because school is letting out and children are passing. And here comes Mr. with the big souped up dually trucks with the high, you know, lift up high. And he wants to know, wants everyone to know, look, I'm upset. I'm behind this dude.
Right, right.
And then he zooms around and he stops all of a sudden because he realizes that this vehicle is stopped for a reason. Children are crossing the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I think because of reason, is a cap in the back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, here goes another flathead. Driving a vehicle. Not understanding logic.
Right.
Because his head is flat in the back. And I can't talk. I got a flat head.
I got a flat spot.
You got a flat spot. But, you know, my head does not look like the continent of Africa. Okay. But you got some flat heads. They may not be flatheads.
You're close. You got a little bump.
I know, but you know, I mean, not completely. Maybe flat. Reasoning and knowledge is kept up here somewhere. I don't know, but
it's,
you know,
shifted. It's shifted.
I don't know,
all.
But you know, if you're ever on the road and you're driving and you get upset at this person, like he did, and he pulled beside him.
No, I was still going straight. The dude ended up coming up beside me, so I looked at him. And
right,
him,
stop right there.
Yeah.
If you looked at him and his head was real flat in the back, there would be no point of saying anything because all of his reasoning and his figuring out skills is gone because his head is flat. And just dismiss it as another flathead activity.
I understand, but...
And just let him go about his day because his head is flat. He ain't going to understand shit. Nothing you say is going to make sense because his head is flat and all the reasoning and decision making is gone.
I understand, but the Lord gave me a voice to talk, and I'm not saying I can do
it. Can you reason and make logic with a drunk person?
No.
Exactly. Neither can you do it with a flathead.
But when there's pieces of shit out there that do things, and you know he does it all the time, it's like, and he doesn't get challenged because he's probably out in Lakewood and nobody challenges his ass. And I'm just saying that because I don't know. It dude seemed like I'm in the wrong for doing what I was doing.
So you said he looked like he was how old?
Had to have been like between 50 something and 60.
Okay, between 50 and 60 or something. So he got 60 years of dumbness or ignorance. And you're going to change it in 2 minutes?
No, but I had to tell him about it.
Okay, how long did it take you?
It took me a few minutes, a few seconds until the light changed.
Until the light changed. About how long?
Maybe 30.
30 minutes?
Back and 30 seconds? 30 seconds, back and forth.
So you think you changed 60 years of flatheadness?
Not at all.
In 30 seconds?
Not at all. But he heard about it.
Okay, he heard about it.
And I wanted to tell him, look, I'm doing the nice thing. Somebody else may not do the nice thing. Somebody else may do a bad thing because some other people don't give a fuck either. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just trying to be the guy to stop stupid people from just getting hurt.
So basically what you did was wasted your time because he's been in the making for 60 or 50 years plus.
But I bet you he's thinking about that shit all the time.
Or not.
Like me.
Or not.
Or not.
He's probably chugging down some beers and eating some hot dogs.
Somebody else pissed him off since he made the turns.
He could be chugging down beers or hot dogs or some Midnight Pop-Up Comedy Show War that's going to be on
June. You don't even.
I do know. It's June 28th. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. We got Patrick Madison, G.W. Neal, Tim Wolf, yours truly, Justin Fuller. This dude's always trying to play me. Chad Tate. I wasn't done yet, but Chad Tate. What the heck? I'm looking at it for reference because I look at things for reference. This brain is 90%.
Functional?
On point. 90% on point. It's on point.
89.
90% on point.
It's close.
On point. Versus...
I'm like the other 10%. Hey.
Look, versus...
My facts are skewed in... other things. A little bit. I know what the hell I'm talking about when I say it. I just, you know.
What time?
I don't care. The problem,
I know, but what time, though?
The problem is...
Okay, but what time?
What do you mean,
what time? You said you know what you're saying, you know what you're talking about, but what time? I just want to know what time.
How many percentage?
What time?
What do you mean, what time?
I mean, what time? Like, right now it's 1:15. What time? All the time or just at what time?
I say 65% of my shit.
This dude says, okay, I won't argue with 65%.
At least maybe close to 75. I'm C plus, B average. You know what I'm saying? I'm not A for sure. I know that. I'm not A minus. I'm not B plus. I get it. I'm more in like the B minus, C plus era. I've been riding the line my whole life. Average. I don't ask for that shit. It just happens. Look, you remember details I could care less about. And you hang on and talk to people who were probably not deserving. But you do it. And some things I just decide already. I don't care about remembering that. That is no need because it's not important enough, obviously. Or
to you.
To me, exactly.
But in actuality, it's things that you should remember?
There is 100%. There's been times I should have probably remembered. You know what the hardest thing is? Names.
Fuck names. How about your actions and things that you say and do? Like, take responsibility for it.
I do.
You know.
I do, all the time.
Or you can dismiss it and act like it didn't happen, or you know.
I know if you're just talking about, I never said nothing. Somebody else said something, but I know we didn't, and I told you what I thought I said, if that's what you're discussing. Because I don't know what else we're talking about right now. But either way, you see what I'm saying? It just had to do with being, I'm just saying. If that's what it was, I don't know. you just like to sit there, not woo, talk back.
Yeah. Well, so you stupid. Know, hey, you know.
F. McDonald's, by the way.
You know what?
Dude, hold on. People that work, that kids, I get it. I understand. You guys want to get out early. You want to do it, everything. You make a bunch of fries, so when the rush comes, you want to just throw them in there and give them to people cold as suck. But trick me a little bit. You know you're getting orders. Just throw them in the fryer just a little bit. It's like a minute while they're making the burgers. And then they'll come out nice and hot and kind of stale. But you can tell when it's reheated. But at the same time, it's better than just cold. I got to come here, put it in the microwave and all that. Or the oven, just to make it crispy. Still, do better.
So, my advice to the younger generation that's out here doing jobs and think that it's only McDonald's and it you know, it doesn't matter. It's just fast food and things like that. Or even in some adults' cases, you know, one of the things that was observant to me is, like, you never underestimate anybody. You never know who's going to come through that line. Yeah, you're doing a fast food job, but you never know if somebody's going to come through that line that can change your life. You never know. You never know if somebody's going to come through that job, through your line, and whatever job you're doing, you always want to be on your A game, because you don't know, that job can, like, be a springboard for you doing whatever passion you want to do. Like, for example, if you're at a fast food place, you'd be like, hey, I just can't wait to get this shift over with. Mm-hmm. Or I just can't wait to, or I got a plan. Let's make a bunch of fries and just give these old fries out till we close, because it's close to closing time. Mm-hmm. You might not want to do that, because you never know who's going to come through. You never know who's going to come through that's going to say, you know what? I like how you're doing it. I've been coming here for years, or the last couple of weeks or so. The food's been fresh. You guys always been professional. Who are you? Let me see who it is that's making this happen. Right. You never know who's going to come through that line. Yeah. Never underestimate your job, the position, and for the people that's on top or that's doing presumably better, never underestimate their position, because you never know. I mean, people always will need people. You never know. Don't never say things like, that's just a call center person. Because you never know. That person could make things happen as being a call center person.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the call center. So I know that by me being a call center, the influence that I had on other positions and the facility that I worked, it was a big campus, but I was in the call center. By me being in the call center, I had influences in other positions in other areas. So, you know, it's like when you talk to people, you never know who does what or who knows who, or who can make things happen for you, who cannot make things happen for you. So you have to be very careful with that.
You still know, have to explain your situation.
I mean, explain the situation or not, you still have to explain your situation. That's fine. But you don't underestimate anybody. When you put somebody on the back burner because of their position, that's not a cool thing. You never know. Because, you know, a person could be, you know, I could be doing this. I could be up here in one position. I could be in a situation that even though I'm up here, I need to do this right here to make ends meet temporarily. So I'm at this job down here, and then you come along right here, and you think that I'm nothing because I'm down here.
Oh, no, no. Who?
Anybody. I'm just saying anybody. I'm just saying anybody.
I had a conversation, but I didn't think of him like that.
But you never underestimate no one.
Yeah.
Never. You should never
It's
like if you work somewhere.
I try and be so calm with the people on the other line, but it's like if they're not understanding or paying or giving a hell anything you're saying. I mean, yeah.
Like, you never underestimate anybody. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. Never underestimate anybody. Never think that you're above the messenger. Never think that you're above the delivery guy. You never know. You don't know the delivery guy's life. You don't know who he knows. You don't know what he knows or and what experience he has. Just you know, treat everybody with, you know, on the same level as human. We are all human. You never know. You never know what their beliefs is. You never know who they know. We all need everybody. We all need everybody. So never dismiss people or act funny towards people, because you never know where anybody is. You know, always, you know, try to do your best and be professional at all times, because you never know.
What was the one saying? Everybody was a baby at one point. If you look at people like that,
yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to look at some people like that.
And but the well, that's what you're saying.
No, but it's still hard to look at somebody.
All, oh, I know.
Somebody like as a baby. Sometimes it's hard to look at women and be like, "You wear panties? You got panties on? You well, wear panties?
I got that."
You but know what I'm saying?
That, that's at, a different. I'm talking about
I, people. I'm just saying, you look at some women and be like, "Huh?
Yeah."
You wear panties.
Toilet paper, huh? Stinky.
It's just think about some of these high authority figures. And then just at the end of the day, they like, you have on panties, huh? like if you think about...
I mean, what's the other option? Nothing.
But think about these figures. Like, if you think about Judge Judy. She wears panties.
She got a thong.
Or something.
Judge Judy got some knockers. You see them things?
No. Judge Judy?
I believe it's Judge Judy.
No, man. No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, she's up there ruling and telling people farting to be quiet and saying that her opinion is the only one that counts, but at the end of the day, she has on panties.
Boxer briefs?
I don't know. She might wear like, boy shorts, like, but she wears panties. I don't know if she wears bikini panties or boy shorts or...
The word panties is what you like to use.
No, but I'm just saying, Judge Judy wears panties. I don't know if she wears silks or cotton. She has on panties. And she's up there like, my opinion is the only one that counts. And I'm looking at her like, but you have on panties.
You have on panties and you use toilet paper, stinky boo-boo.
That's what he said. But I'm looking at her, but like, yeah, at the end of the day, yeah. Judge Judy.
Hey, what the? I don't even know what that means.
You don't know what it means?
You just like saying panties.
No, she's a woman and she has the
draws.
Authority.
She has draws.
She's on the bench.
She has draws.
And she said, she tells people to shut up in her courtroom. Don't say another word.
But you...
My opinion is the only one that counts.
But you're wearing panties. And that's the... So basically, you can say, oh, you can be as bad as bitch if you want. But you're still wearing panties. That's right, everybody. Midnight Paco water. And panties.
You can drink this water with your panties on if you want to. If you have panties with ruffles.
And you like to just sit around and ruffle your ruffles in your panties, you can drink Midnight Paco water.
And it's good for panties.
It's great for panties.
Listen.
Come on.
My opinion is the only one that counts. What the? Why do I hear that?
No, it's this one. Nope. There we go.
Give it up for panties, everyone.
Panties. Well, everybody, it's been real. You can follow me at Justin Philly Comedy on all platforms.
And I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on all platforms.
Please hit the like, subscribe,
and subscribe.
Notifications.
Hey.
So you know when this episode is about to drop. We love you all. Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.